This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
Let's revisit a conversation we had partly yesterday with the Polokwane municipality, where Tipa Slala spoke to us yesterday. But today, the mayor of Polokwane, John Mpe, was among those that had an oversight visit, also provided clarity around the questions relating to whether there are challenges around the water that the municipality is supplying, whether it's contaminated or not. And so he joins us on the line. That is the executive mayor of Polokwane municipality, John Mpe. Executive mayor, good evening and welcome.
Good evening, Kamla. Good evening to the listeners of Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency, and compliments of the new year to all your listeners and yourselves.
Compliments of the new year to you as well, Executive Mayor. We appreciate your time. I saw that one of the first things you did when we got into the new year is to go to Sishiu and drink water.
Yes. We went to Sishiu today. We checked and played our oversight on the bowl in the Sand River bowls, and also on our state-of-the-art water purification plant in Sishiu. And the whole idea was to assess and also to provide feedback on the state of the quality of our water, because there's been very confusing information coming from self-proclaimed leaders of the Sishiu township, and we had to go there with our ward councillors, who have been duly elected to lead the community of Sishiu, irrespective of their political affiliations. All of them, we were with them, together with ward committee members that are responsible for water and sanitation, and members of the mayoral committee and the speaker. So we went there to play our role, and we are able to provide that report. That's state that there is no relationship between those who fell ill and any water point disease in Sishiu. And therefore, there is no relationship between the water that Polokwane supply and those that have felt sick, and that the water is drinkable. Of course, the report also highlighted some challenge with one of the boroughs, the main one that we actually visited on the Sand River, that supply 1 million liters to the area. As you know, Sishiu is supplied with 14.8 million liters of water per day. And that specific borehole has been isolated, is no longer pumping into the system until further tests, and also making sure that the water coming from there does meet the level of quality that is required. But all in all, there is no relationship between those who fell sick. And the Department of Health have already, I think, also made available their report.
Yes.
And together with the report from labs and independent labs, we have given a report that shows confidence in the water of Polokwane, that the water is drinkable. And I also took the opportunity to drink water myself in Sishiu. And I'm still here talking to you full of energy.
So, Executive Mayor, as you said, tests that have been done have indicated that the water is safe to consume. But there was a bowl, as I understand it, that was decommissioned. There's an investigation around that. Please talk to us about that, and whether, even if there are investigations, what they are looking at.
Well, this is a bowl that was flooded. As you know, it would rain and not in a normal way of raining. There's been a lot of flooding within our communities, not only in the city, and there was a flooding. And the view is that that flooding might have caused deterioration in the quality that comes out of that. And that is why we have, for the past weeks, while the testing was happening, we have already isolated that, because that it was already a detection from our internal laboratories, from the water quality unit at the water and sanitation. So that has long been decommissioned, because every time, whether after rain or on a periodic way, we need to do the testing to make sure that the production of water is always at a particular quality that will not you know, will continue to be drinkable, but it is healthy to consume. And and that is why we always acted precautionary, because the lives of our residents comes first, and any life that could be lost is one life too much. And that is why we've always safeguarded and say, if there is any suspicious patch of the test, we will always make sure that we isolate and you know, do further tests and work on that particular source.
And you just mentioned this about lives being important, and maybe give you an opportunity to speak to this. I spoke to the Department of Health already, but there were reports and allegations that there were children that died because they consumed water. From the Department of Health, they're not able to find anything of that sort. What are you saying as the municipality around such allegations?
Well, I mean, you'll remember that there are people who thrive on panic, and I remember I can fall sick, and if you tell me because of the water I've drank today, I will definitely be very, very worried. And we understand the concerns and the panic that these have caused, and really apologize to that inconvenience. But here we are as a community. We need to trust the leaders that have, and institutions that have been proven to have been supplying you with water every day. Polokwane has been always been there for the people of Seshego and the people of Polokwane as a whole. And we have always said that if there is anything, we will act decisively to protect the lives and the livelihood of our residents. But the leaders who can even change their names in order you know, to take advantage of our people and campaign for elections and so forth. If people want to enter politics, let them not do it at the expense of creating panic. If you are a leader, you've got a problem, you've got a challenge that you've picked up, you are free to communicate and engage the municipality about it. We've got a team of professionals that are employed by the municipality to do the work, whether the mayor, the MMC for water and sanitation has always been available, you know, to tackle any water-related challenges. And that is why we are here. We understand fully that we are here to serve, and we will not be here without our people getting the services that are required. What we have also done in Seshego, we have linked Seshego for the first time. After a month, once the link has been completed, they told me I must give them 3 weeks. They should be able to link Potgieter's reservoir, which get water from Ebenezer and Tepnodier, to the system of Seshego. That is the work that we have already started, which create full integration. Should there be any problem with any source, whether Olifants, we can tap into Ebenezer for Seshego. We can just tap into that. Should there be any problem at Ebenezer, we can tap into Olifants, and all our major sources, whether boreholes or plants that we have in Seshego, are fully integrated to the system. So this will for the first time make sure that water from Ebenezer will also reach Seshego and other surrounding areas around Seshego. So this is our effort to not only improve the sources, but we've got other projects that continuously interrupt water in Polokwane because new pipes are put in, new pumps are put in, which we have said that is an inconvenience that is required for long-term investment and long-term sustainability of water, that Lepelo Northern Water is improving the sources. We've got other sources that we're improving around the city, the construction of the Sand River plant in the city, in Ladana, and many other efforts that we're making both in the short term, medium term, and long term, working with our national government to make sure that as the city of Polokwane is growing, so does the sources that need to supply Polokwane with water. As you know, there is massive investment in Polokwane, both private and public investments, massive infrastructure rollout of new you know, infrastructure that need to be, done. We would, over and above many catalytic projects, we will also have additional 3 specialist hospitals that are going to be built in Polokwane, over and above the one you see up there next to Savannah or next to, Fauna Park,
at
that mountain. So what we're saying is that we will continue to work towards the improvement of water sources and water qualities. And for that, they need to trust the messages that we send. We also trust them. If there's any problem, we will not hesitate to act, and we'll act immediately, make a proper investigation, both internal and independent, to make sure that their safety and the safety of their lives and their livelihood is always protected by their municipality.
All right. Well, thank you very much for your time. Good evening to you.
Good evening. Thank you very much for having us.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.